These are wings and feet from all the different birds of prey that we have around Ireland. And most of these were unfortunately killed on the roads, so that's why we have them. So I'll show you some now. Does anyone know what this one is from?
Peregrine
falcon, yeah. And this is actually the fastest bird in the world, would you believe? And again, there's quite a few of these even just close to yourself.
Gardaí and the National Parks and Wildlife Service are investigating the killing of a young white-tailed eagle. It was found dead on the shores of Lough Derg in County Tipperary. Up to 50 shotgun pellets were lodged in its body. The eagle was one of the first pair born in the wild here after the reintroduction of the species in recent years.
That story of the white-tailed sea eagle was from a couple of weeks ago, and it's sickening, I think you'll agree, to turn on the radio or TV and hear of yet another bird of prey being deliberately killed. But there is some hope, because organisations like Birdwatch Ireland and their conservation partners are working tirelessly to improve the street cred of raptors or birds of prey. The Raptor Conservation Project, run by Birdwatch Ireland, has been visiting primary schools in raptor-rich areas to educate the next generation about the importance of birds of prey. John Lusby, Raptor Officer with Birdwatch Ireland, and Susan O'Donoghue from the Heritage Council of Ireland are the duo who have been giving the talks, and our reporter Katrina McFadden caught up with them in Killahan National School in County Kerry as John was handing out some wings.
These are wings and feet from all the different birds of prey that we have around Ireland. And most of these were unfortunately killed on the roads, so that's why we have them. So I'll show you some now. Does anyone know what this one is from?
Peregrine
falcon, yeah. And this is actually the fastest bird in the world, would you believe? And again, there's quite a few of these even just close to your school and close to your houses, nesting in quarries or small little rocky outcrops and sometimes old ruined buildings. John Lusby, Raptor Conservation Officer with Birdwatch Ireland.
Now, John, tell me about the raptor project you have running in schools at the moment.
Yeah, so we're visiting the schools in different areas where we're doing a lot of raptor research and monitoring work. And the idea behind it is we're trying to teach the kids about birds of prey in their local area. Show the children the nest sites and footage and photos of the birds that live very close to their school and right around their homes.
Now, remind us why birds of prey are so important.
Yeah, so birds of prey, they're really good indication of a healthy countryside because they're top predators. There's a whole range of environmental issues that affect birds of prey, and they can be quite a vulnerable group of species. They can be vulnerable to habitat changes or to chemicals in the environment. So by having birds of prey around, they're also really good in terms of predator control. Say, for example, owls and kestrels feed a lot on rats and mice. So they're a really important part of our countryside.
Now, there is the odd person, often farmers, who aren't big fans of birds of prey. I'm sure there are lots of farmers' children here in the schools that you're visiting. Are you hoping that maybe, you know, they'll go home and say, oh, I just love barn owls and I love kestrels and I love eagles? And are you hoping that, you know, you're inspiring a whole new generation to love birds of prey growing up?
That's exactly it, and that's just as you say, that's exactly the idea behind the school visits and behind reaching kids at an early age, you know. And when they, you know, because they're naturally really inquisitive and really excited about wildlife, so it's trying to foster that enthusiasm and interest. And because, you know, as you say, unfortunately there are still some slight negative attitudes towards birds of prey, and it's we're trying to turn the tide with that, and reaching kids I think is a really important way to do that.
Let's start from the start. Can anyone tell me what is a raptor? Or the other name for it is a bird of prey.
A bird of prey is they kill other small animals.
Yeah, some of them kill or hunt and eat small birds. Very good. They might also hunt and eat little mammals like mice or rats. Hello, my name is Susan O'Donoghue. I'm a heritage specialist. So I work for the Heritage Council and Birdwatch Ireland. And it's my job to visit schools in the raptor conservation areas to talk about raptor conservation for Birdwatch Ireland. So today we're in Kerry, in Killahan National School in County Kerry. So I just went through all the most recent data and compiled it into maps and things like that for the kids to look at and make it in a kind of a friendly, kid-friendly format with a lot of videos, and pellet analysis also goes down very, very well.
So what have you found in there, guys? How many skulls do you have?
Two skulls. Some
arm
bones.
Like? What do the skulls look like? Are they small mammals? Are they frogs?
Small mammals.
Birds?
Yeah, small mammals.
Now, you've one very funny video where you've got... What chick was it who managed to poo on the camera lens?
Oh, that was the kestrel, yeah. So that was filmed... camera was placed inside a nest box in Boulteens in Kerry. And so we put that in there and the kestrel just reverses and poos into the camera. So the kids absolutely love that. They find it hilarious and very cheeky. And they can't believe that actually an adult has shown them that. Now I want to show you a little map of Ireland. All of these red dots show where there are pairs of barn owls, okay? A male and a female, a mommy and a daddy, okay? Where I live in Clare, you see there's only three. It's pretty bad, isn't it? Look down in Kerry. Can you see this loads? Yeah. So you've got so many barn owls. So one year they counted 53 places in Kerry where there were nests or roosts where barn owls are found. So are you happy that you live in the best place in Ireland for barn owls?
Yeah.
So Kerry is the kingdom for barn owls, not just people, right?
Jonathan Doyle is my name. I'm the principal of Killahan National School. How we got this was actually through Birdwatch Ireland. Susan contacted us by email and we just invited her and she was delighted to come. And then all of a sudden, we found that Mooney was coming as well. So that was, it is nearly as much excitement and maybe more than bringing Sam Maguire to the school.
Well, very nice of you to say.
Yeah, well, like in fairness to the children here and in fairness to one of the teachers here, they have the nest watch, like there's great excitement here every year, like watching the fledglings, you know, growing and so on. And last year, they all came into school one morning and the nest is empty. Mm-hmm. And it created a spontaneous round of applause. And my biggest mistake was we didn't video it.
Oh, and this was our nest cam, yes, Mooney Goes Wild.
Yeah, and like the children here, certainly they followed big time, actually. And it is. I must compliment the programme because we live in the country and I suppose in many ways we take nature for granted. But like this is what home and nature really is.
Now you obviously feel very strongly then about teaching your children here in the school about nature.
Oh yes, well I mean I suppose obviously if you're living in the country you're always close to nature and we have a farming community, so like the seasons come and the seasons go, so the teachers here would actually do nature according to the season that we have. We have a bird here that's probably an endangered species, the hen harrier, and the children would have a great interest in that, mm-hmm. You know, and they would also have an interest as well too, and we have geese as well too. We've brought geese that actually winter about 8 kilometres from here. So we have a video of that as well too. So I don't know, it is, I mean, there is nature's all around us here, so we'd be fools not to avail of it really, you know.
And of course, you're spoiled for choice with the barn owls down here. The kids, all of them seem to recognise the barn owl straight away.
They do actually, but I tell you the funny thing about it is that Susan just told me there now that one of the pupils here, there's an old castle here, it's the Fitzmaurice Castle, it's just down the road. In actual fact, it used to be used as a nesting place of barn owls, mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. So it's something that we'll be investigating and continuing on, you know.
That could be another nature walk for you.
With God's help, exactly.
So, look who's looking out of the hole. So what they need is a hole to nest in, okay? They don't build a nest like other birds up in a tree with sticks. They nest barn owls in buildings and trees. Okay, so everybody, thank you very much for having me in your school. I really enjoyed it. So does anybody have any questions to ask me now that the presentation is finished with?
Are there anything in the school? Any animal, any bird is in the sky that can eat the no, it's the other one, the kestrel.
Are there any birds that can eat kestrels?
Yeah.
Yeah, golden eagles love them. Mm. Yeah, the ones up in Donegal, they absolutely love eating kestrels.
Well, we give Susan a round of applause, everybody, for being brilliant.